Hello, this is Ron Risman at CamberTown.com. Today is Tuesday, April 28th, 2009, and today we published our review of Adobe Premiere Pro CS4. This is a mid to high-end video editing suite that offers a lot of power for photographers and videographers looking to edit video, especially some of the AVCHD video clips that a lot of photographers are now using to record their shoots. So if you have an AVCHD type camcorder, or if you're planning to get a P2 camcorder or a RED camcorder, the Premiere Pro can take all these file formats in natively. Interestingly enough, it doesn't really do well with the Canon 5D Mark II files, whereas I've seen software under $100 that handles them fairly decently. I mean, none of them really handle it well, but Premiere Pro at $799 should handle it better, and it really doesn't do a great job with it. But it does an awesome job with other formats. It is a great piece of software. We have a four-page review, including over 60 minutes of video tutorials. So if you're thinking of getting Premiere Pro CS4, or if you have Premiere Pro CS4 and you want to really learn the in and out of the application, come on over to CamberTown.com. You'll see the review on the front page. You can link to it right in from the review section or the news section. It's well worth reading if you're interested in getting into video, especially if you're a photographer getting into video. Nikon today released Camera Control Pro 2, an update for the Mac and Windows platform. The update adds support for the Nikon D5000 digital SLR that just came out, and it also fixes an issue on the Windows platform, at least, where a warning message would be displayed in the image area and size couldn't be specified when a camera control setting file was loaded with the AutoDX crop box checked in the storage tab if you were shooting with a D3, a D3X, or a D700. This is version 2.5, so if you have Nikon Camera Control Pro and you want to upgrade to this version, it's a free download for people who have earlier versions. Also in this version, though, it's also interesting to note that Nikon has stopped supporting the Mac OS X version 10.3.9. So if you have the older version of the Mac OS X, do not upgrade to this version because it doesn't support it. Also in the news, a lot of firmware updates today. Panasonic released firmware updates for at least three digital camera models, and maybe six if you include their derivative model numbers in other countries. But in this country, the DMC ZS1, the TS1, Tom Sally 1, and the ZS3. All those new digital camera models had a firmware update released today, so you can go to our site, click on the news article, and then link right through and download the firmware, and you can actually update it in your camera without having to send it in for service. Canon, as a last bit of news, released a service notice for owners of the PowerShot G10. Now, it does not affect all PowerShot G10 users. There's certain serial numbers where there was a phenomenon where you'd have black and white horizontal banding or lines that would appear in your pictures. So if this happens, or if this has happened in your pictures, you can send it into Canon. They will correct it for free. Of course, the camera's under warranty, but if it wasn't, they would still correct it for free because it's a strange occurrence. It does not happen in all cameras. So come to CamberTown.com. You'll find the article on the front page. You can click through, look at the serial number, see if that matches what you have on your camera, and you can take care of it from there. And that is it for today. I will talk to you again tomorrow, and have a great night.